Hi, Ryan Speltz here with another episode of the Get Attention podcast. And I'm excited to talk about this one because when I first started my company back in 2016, Connection Publishing, it's a magazine company, and we wanted to be able to provide a great value to our community. We wanted to produce and publish a magazine that people would want to look to read, to engage with the community, to know what's happening in their city, and to have some other great information like recipes or community calendar or some students of the month. And we just really wanted to provide something good for the community. And one of the keys to that was, of course, having advertisers, because without the advertisers, we really don't have a business. And so as we started, bringing in advertisers, people liked the idea and they wanted to be part of it. They started coming and advertising, but I noticed really quickly that a lot of businesses didn't really know how to make an ad for their company. So I quickly wrote the marketing playbook, this here. And if you want a copy of this, you can get it from connectionmediaco.com, and you can get a free copy if you want, or you can buy it if you don't want your name on the email list, and that's great. So, but I really wanted to help our clients. And as we've moved into a digital marketing company, Connection Media Company, one of the things that's changed is that we're offering different services. And we're using a lot of the expertise and experience that I've gained over many years of running businesses and being in marketing and being in sales. And this story is actually a combination of the two. And it's very important because it combines the needed marketing and sales piece to your website. And so the title of this, this episode is Think Like a Customer and Convert Browsers into Buyers. Okay. The problem I see with many websites is that they don't have a clear communication path that grabs the attention of potential customers. It might be cool looking and have really neat gadgety features, but sites often don't have an approach that converts browsers into buyers. And really, that's the whole point, right? So I think my background as a salesman and as a sales trainer for many, many years, mixed with my marketing expertise, gives me a unique insight. So I've trained hundreds of salespeople over the years, and I've written sales scripts, marketing plans, sales funnels. So today I'm going to teach you how to make your website flow and make sales much more effectively. I guess, though, that you can probably think of a time that you were lost on a website trying to figure out where to get the info you needed. You were so unimpressed with a website that you maybe decided to look elsewhere. Your prospective customers might be doing the same thing on your site. So one common trait of a great salesperson is that they know how to take a customer or a prospective customer by the hand and guide them down the path, explain the features and benefits of a product or a service, and then ask for a sale. So today, let's talk about how to do that with your website, how to convert your website from an information page to a sales page. One of my favorite business books is Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. He gives a simple way to frame your messaging so it's customer focused. In brief, any good story has some crucial components. In the story of Aladdin, for example, which he uses in the book, there's a hero, Aladdin. He has a problem. He has a love interest, and he wants to defeat an evil wizard who's trying to take over the world. He meets a guide, which is the genie, who has a plan on how to reach his goals. And then there's a call to action and celebration of success. In sales and communication, the hero should be the client, not the company. Most companies kind of have that backwards. So the client has a problem, and the company is the guide. You become the genie to fix that plan, that problem that the customer's having. A quote that I really enjoy by David, I think it's Bebe or BB. He says that marketing is like a first date. If all you do is focus on yourself, there won't be a second date. So the story brand framework is a great guide for building out the flow of your website. Most companies start by bragging about themselves first. They talk about their expertise, their skills, and their work. And while those things are valuable, they are not the best place to start a sales presentation. To follow the story brand framework, you will start by displaying your story's hero and the problem that they have. If you own a marketing company, start with a picture of a business owner who needs more customers. If you own a babysitting business, show a ragged set of parents who need a date night. For a coaching service, maybe show someone who's facing the challenges that you're able to help them with. If you own a plumbing company, show someone who has a flood in their bathroom. Start with the hero of the story, showing and demonstrating their problem. Then show the browser that the answer to their problem is you and your business. This is where you as the guide get to show off what you do and how well you do it. Make it simple to understand how you can help, how someone can get started working with your business. I like websites that are so clear you don't even realize they're guiding you to a purchase or an engagement of some sort, like setting an appointment. It just happens naturally and you want it because you're engaged in that way. So think like your ideal customer. What's their greatest reason to buy from you? You can use the worksheet found at connectionmediaco.com/marketingtools to, if you click on define your why, there's a worksheet that will help you decide what the why is. It's not your why for working in your business. It's the why your customer would do business with you. I call it your who's why. Define your who's your ideal customer, and define their why they like to work with you. If you don't know it already, you can go do that now. Then think of a way to communicate this problem simply, followed by an example of how your company solves the problem. Follow that with a buy or a book button, something that gives your customer a call to action. Then follow that with repetition of the same in case your first ask doesn't work, right? Repeat it again. Have a way to follow up with them so that you can repeat it to them down the road through email or some other way. Now back to the plumber example. If you show the picture of a flooded bathroom, show another picture or animation of the picture transforming to an after photo that shows the result of working with you. Once they're ready to buy, make it easy to do so. Most local businesses are not e-commerce sites. They're not usually set up to make a sale through the website, or even if they are, it isn't the most common way to do business with them. So most local businesses need to be in contact with the customer. So today I would say have a chat box, have a lead form, have a clickable phone number on the homepage that's easy to get to, have an online booking calendar. All of these pieces will be used by people. Everybody's a little different, but one thing's in common. If they want help and you seem to have the answer, they'll reach out if they feel comfortable. Now, once you have a clear story that features your hero and their problem, followed by a clear explanation of how you solve those problems, it's time to dig deeper into the psyche of your potential customers. When you come across something new or are looking for a change, you have a decision-making process. You probably Google it. You may look at social media for ideas. You may talk to someone you know who did something similar. The best way to be found is to show up with proof of your expertise in as many places as you can. Showing up well during the research phase of someone's buying decision is key. You can't just feature your 6 best reviews on your website and think that's enough. You should nurture your online presence with Google reviews, as many as you can get, as you can possibly get. It's a big weighted feature now in local SEO, so get as many as you can and keep them recent. You should put together a social media presence so that people know when they find you that you're legit, that you really are an expert at what you're doing, and that they can trust you. Your online reputation management should be part of your marketing plan, and it's but if it's not necessarily the first contact where these pieces matter, it's the second phase, right? That's that research phase. So make sure and dig in about how you can show up effectively with your online presence. Now, once you have your story brand website flow and powerful online presence that establishes your reputation, it's time to work on your sales funnel. And that's the path you take people down once they become a lead. And I'll talk about that in a future episode and talk about your sales funnel. It's a super valuable piece, and we'll talk about how to take that customer by the hand and lead them down the path. It's very valuable. So anyway, stay tuned for the next episode. Again, this is the Ryan Speltz Get Attention Marketing Podcast. And if you like what we're talking about, follow along. Feel free to ask questions. Follow me on Facebook or any of the socials, really. I think I'm on pretty much all of them, and I'd love to interact with you and hear how I can help you make your business do better and perform better. And so anyway, ryanspeltz.com, connectionmediaco.com, those are the sponsors for this podcast, my own companies, and love to interact with you, and we'll talk to you next week.